Okay, let's turn to page 4 and look at the levels of abstraction. So whenever we take an idea or a concept or a thing, we can actually map that concept, idea, or thing through levels of abstraction of thinking, right from the big chunk abstract concepts all the way down into the small chunk concrete details. So on page 4 we have an example of that. For instance, if we took the notion of cars there in the middle of the page and we chunked up and said cars for what purpose, then obviously the purpose of a car is transportation. If you said, well, what does transportation do for us, again chunking up, we get movements. And if we said, and what's the highest intention of movement, then we might get to existence. That would be chunking up and becoming more and more abstract on the notion of cars. We could also go in the opposite direction, though, and become less abstract and go more into the details. If we took cars as an example, we can go down two paths. We could go the parts of cars, or the classes or types or categories of cars. So if we said, what part of a car specifically, we might get engine or dashboard. What part of the engine specifically might be the piston. And what part of the piston specifically, then the piston ring. Alternatively, going down the other path, we could say, what kind of car? Get a BMW or Ford. What kind of BMW specifically? A 330. But what 330 specifically? Well, a 330 ISE. So whenever we take any thing or idea or concept, we can map it in two directions by going more and more abstract and more detailed. When we become more and more abstract, then the person will tend to go into trance. When we become more detailed, that would tend to bring the person out of trance. What we want to start looking at is how do we control the level of abstraction that a person we're communicating with is thinking at? Are they thinking in a big chunk, abstract concepts, or down in the small chunk, concrete details? And is that where we want them to be for us to enable us to get the result that we want? If it's not, how do we ask questions in a specific way so that we can move the person through the levels of abstraction, either into more detail or into more big chunk?